Here's a thought I'll title The Next Great Challenge. When I'm talking with photographers, I often find it interesting to ask what sounds like a simple question, but turns out it's not a simple question at all. I ask them what their next great goal or their next great challenge is. And a lot of times people have one. They'll say, well, my next great challenge is I want to photograph in Nepal, so I'm planning a trip to go there. And of course, there's a lot of logistics that have to be overcome to photograph in Nepal, so it requires a lot of preparation. Or they'll say that they're thinking about buying a new camera, and so the next great challenge is not just funding the camera, but then learning the camera and what it can and cannot do. Or the next great thing they're planning on doing is going to a workshop. And in order to share a bunch of work with people, they're in the process of printing and matting 100 prints or some such thing to take to a workshop. I suppose all of those are reasonable next great challenges and goals. But I would propose that for artists, the next great goal that will undoubtedly be a challenge would be the completion of a large project, something sizable, maybe in the 40 to 60 to 80, maybe 100 images in a book, or if you can't afford to have a book printed or you have no means of selling it, maybe doing it as a PDF, or having a large exhibition that, again, is maybe 80 or 100 pieces, something big, something meaty. In short, a major work. It is far too easy in photography to become satisfied with the production of a really stunning print. And that is an accomplishment and something we should all be proud of. But one print doesn't really say a lot about us as artists or about our career or about our philosophy. It usually requires something more substantial than that. And perhaps one of the best ways to manifest a large project with a minimal budget is to think in terms of a print-on-demand book like Blurb or one of the other print-on-demand book makers. If you can make a substantial book, that's a big challenge and a big hurdle because it involves more than just running out in the world, making a picture, having it turn out right, and then making a print. No, when you've got a book, you've got to do that lots of times. And then it's necessary to think about which ones go in and which ones are not included. So therefore, the book has to have a theme, has to have a reason to be seen as a body of work. Then there's layout and design issues. There's introductory text issues. There's title issues. It's a big challenge to put together a book. But my experience has been that every time I engage a big challenge like that, there is also big reward. Even if the project fails, the reward of learning along the way made it worthwhile doing. The difficulty of a big project is it can be overwhelming. And so the best advice I can offer there is to start with a small project that you then build into a bigger project. So if you want to end up with, let's say, a 144-page coffee table book, start by doing maybe a 16-page hand-printed, handmade chapbook that you can whip out of your own inkjet printer as a warm-up that helps you think about title and about what kind of images fit and don't fit and how you're going to have to divide it into chapters. So you're sneaking up on the end product. Imagine a novelist who said, I want to write an 800-page novel. So they sit down with 800 pieces of paper and think they're just going to knock it out. That's not the way it works. If you're a novelist, you're probably going to start with some kind of outline and some kind of character list and some kind of plot outline. And you're going to write an opening chapter, maybe 3 or 4 or 5 times before you get it right, before it starts to have its own momentum. Well, the same thing applies with a big project. You're never going to sit down in Lightroom or whatever and pick 144 images that are going to be your big project and then put it all together. That's not the way it works. You have to sort of sneak up on it. And you sneak up on it by dividing it into smaller projects, which you can then assemble later on. And I think this is one of the reasons why a lot of people never do a major project, because how to do a major project is a bit of a mystery, because as photographers, we're all trained, we're all pointed at, we're all aimed at the single individual fantastic print that hopefully we're going to mount and frame and hang above the fireplace. And that's the way photography has been perceived as an art medium for a long, long time. Doing a major work, maybe even a magnum opus kind of work, is not something that we generally think about when we're photographers, because that's not the way fine art photography has developed in history. Although the idea of having a photography book is not at all a unique idea in the history of photography, but it might be a unique idea in the history of your photography. The one thing I can assure you with considerable confidence is if you engage a great challenge to make a big project, you will learn things along the way that will be useful for the rest of your creative life. I can also pretty much guarantee that it'll be filled with frustration and also a tremendous sense of accomplishment once it's completed.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.